What's the impact of a government shutdown? I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. As the government shutdown continues, the House Speaker Mike Johnson said this all was preventable if the two sides would have just worked together.
Now, thankfully, President Trump is trying to mitigate the damage as much as possible. His administration is working to limit the harm to the American people. But the longer this goes on, the more pain will be inflicted because it is inevitable when the government shuts down. The sad thing about it is that every single bit of this was entirely avoidable.
And when it comes right down to it, members of Congress are pointing to our senators as the House side of things got their job done.
Almost 2 weeks ago, the House did our job. In the House, we passed a common sense, nonpartisan bill to keep the government open. Republicans did our job. We had one Democrat join us there, so it was bipartisan. But every other Democrat in the House voted to shut the government down. This is a clean resolution. It would simply buy Congress a few more weeks, 7 weeks, to finish the job. Why do we need that time? So that appropriators in both parties can finish their work. They've been restoring regular order. They've passed 12 separate bills out of committee in the House, and the Senate has done its work as well. Three bills of the 12 passed in each chamber. They don't line up exactly, so there's a conference committee constituted. The first time in years that that's happened. We just need more time because we ran out of clock at the end of the fiscal year, September 30.
U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson, representing South Dakota, also a member of the House Ag Committee, summed it up.
I mean, the issue is you need both parties to agree before you fund the government. And if we don't finish our work, the government shuts down. That is a stupid thing.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.